Cybercrime is one of the biggest threats to business today, but there are things you can do to fight it. I'm Maria Scappellato with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA. The FBI says the Pittsburgh area ranks high in the number of reported cyber attacks on businesses and other groups. Doug Olson is the FBI Pittsburgh's assistant special agent in charge. He tells me why he thinks the local region has been a frequent target of malicious cyber actors.
Reporting is higher. I think we have a really effective outreach program, and one of the byproducts of having a good outreach program is you get more reporting. I think the economy is also on the upswing in Pennsylvania, so you have a lot of small to medium-sized businesses. So small to medium-sized companies are very focused on growth, so maybe they haven't made that investment yet into hardening their network and educating their employees on good cybersecurity techniques so that they can get caught in that process as well. And then I'd say the third thing is when subjects find success in one industry or in one type of victim, then they'll usually repeat that type of process, whether it's the medical sector or municipalities. And then if they have success with that, then they're going to go ahead and repeat that in the same area with the same types of victims.
What are some of the things businesses and other groups can do to protect against cybercrime? You said hardening their network.
We'll share some of the tactics, techniques, and procedures that the bad guys are using against other victims. So without naming the victim, we can go in and say this is the type of malware they're using, or this is how they got in previous cases. Maybe you can patch your network or apply some sort of network security mechanism that will prevent it from happening to you. Probably the most inexpensive thing you can do is just educate your users. If you get an email from a business or somebody that you work with, that doesn't mean you need to click on that link. You can just log onto that website, go onto your own banking site and change it that way. Or even better, pick up the phone and find out if what they're saying in the email actually really happened that way. And then probably the best way, but what can be expensive for a large company, is to have a complete backup like you would at home of maybe your picture library and everything of all your business records on a server that is not connected to your regular network.
Can businesses test their employees to see if they're handling their emails appropriately?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't think so much test their employees, but I think having a training program that isn't just a one-time training, like regular reoccurring training. I've seen it where every time you log in, you get some sort of quiz or question that you get asked to kind of remind you, get you in that mindset of having good kind of cyber hygiene, because it's something that's not going to go away and the threats are going to change. So you kind of have to continually get your employees in this mindset of having good cyber hygiene.
Continuing education, so to speak.
Yeah, continuing education.
Are there any specific types of businesses or groups that might be more vulnerable to a cyber attack than others?
It's really not who, because we can all be victims of these types of things, and everybody has, from individuals up to large corporations. But I think it's protecting what you have and identifying what's valuable to your company and how do I protect that.
October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. In Pittsburgh Business Headlines this week, Port Authority of Allegheny County will begin rolling out shiny new clean diesel buses this week to deliver more reliable and environmentally friendly public transit. A total of 59 new buses will be delivered by year's end and will serve various routes throughout the county. And beginning Friday, Pennsylvanians will have 6 weeks to purchase insurance through healthcare.gov. Senator Bob Casey is telling consumers to beware of short-term, limited-duration plans. The Pennsylvania Democrat says unlike plans offered on the Federal Health Exchange, these so-called junk plans don't cover pre-existing conditions and aren't comprehensive. With the 90.5 WESA Pittsburgh Business Report, I'm Maria Scappellato.